I mean, every city he goes into, he causes a riot. Every town he goes into, he's pushed out. There comes a point where the crowds are trying to tear him apart, limb for limb. Everywhere he goes. And I would just think, you know, he probably would look at Joel Osteen today and say, your best life now? Are you kidding me? You know what my life is like? My life is a constant struggle and a constant trial to the point that he says, my outer man is wasting away. I tell you, that's discouraging. Some of you guys who are older than me can say, that's right, it is. You know, Now, even though I look like the picture of physical health and the perfect, you know, perfect shape and perfect, all of those things, trust me, it's not. It's not all what it appears. You can't judge a book by its cover. Man, I used to be able to do this and do this, and all of a sudden, I can't do things the way I used to. And I'm only 43 years old. Yeah. You know? And some of you say, man, I look in the mirror and the guy that I used to be is not there anymore. That's discouraging, isn't it? I'm wasting away. It's going downhill, man. Things are sagging where there wasn't any sag before. Things are graying where there wasn't any gray before. I don't have any energy anymore. My outer man is wasting away. On top of that, I got everybody who's always against me all the time. I want to give up, right? I want to give in. I want to quit this whole thing. Paul says, 2 Corinthians chapter 16, chapter 4, verse 16, we do not lose heart. Here's my question. Why? Why, Paul, do you not lose heart? How did you not lose heart? How did you learn to not give up? Three reasons. Three reasons the Apostle Paul did not give up. And just think about these three. And let them sink into your heart. Number one, because of the relationship that he has to the people who have suffered in the past. Because of the relationship that he has to the people who have suffered in the past. Look at verse 13. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believed and so I spoke. We also believe and so we also speak. You see what he's saying there? We have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written. In other words, he's looking at his life and saying, you know what? I see what has been written in the past. I see what others have gone through in the past, and I see that I am related to them. It's the same thing as the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 12, that we are surrounded by so great what? So great a cloud of witnesses. It's that great cloud of witnesses that serves as a great motivation for us to keep on keeping on. He saw the relationship that he had to the righteous who had suffered in the past and said, you know what? I'm walking the same path that they walked. Now, as much as you could say, well, that's a discouragement, it's an encouragement. When you look that you say, you know what? I'm walking the same road that the prophet Daniel walked. I'm living the same kind of life that Isaiah and Moses and those guys in the past walked. And I find myself incredibly encouraged because I'm experiencing the same kinds of sufferings and the same kinds of difficulties as people who've gone before me. One of the greatest encouragements in my life when I want to give up is to read the biographies of men who've lived in the past. And I'm not talking about the jargon and the junk, the prosperity gospel and the therapeutic gospel of today. I'm talking about people who have really lived their lives, the Hudson Taylors and the John G. Pattons and the William Careys and the William Tyndales and the Adoniram Judsons. As I read their lives going past, I say, you know, here's Adoniram Judson. He marries a wife, and then she dies in the work ministry. He continues on, marries somebody else, she does, and burying children left and right and laboring for 6 or 7 years before his first convert. And I read about that, and I say, you know what? That's right. That's ministry. I have that same relationship. I have that relationship with them as those same kind of people who've suffered in the past. And I say, I'm going in the right way. Faithful men who've gone on before. I'll tell you, one way to not lose heart is to realize your relationship to people who have suffered in the past. And not only that, But quite honestly, when I compare my life to people who have suffered in the past, I'm not really suffering. It's not really that difficult, right? It's not really that difficult. Number two, not only because of his relationship to the righteous who've suffered in the past, but number two, because of the resurrection of Christ who also suffered. Look what he says. Since we have the same spirit, verse 13, of faith, according to what has been written, I believed and so I spoke. We also believed and so we speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. If you want to not give up, recognize the relationship that you have to people who suffered in the past. Secondly, recognize the resurrection of Jesus Christ who also suffered. You have the death of Jesus Christ, the suffering of Jesus Christ clearly presented, knowing that he who raised Jesus from the dead. In order to be dead, he had to get dead. How did he get dead? He got dead through lots of suffering and lots of difficulties and lots of struggles and lots of suffering and lots of trials. But what did the Lord God himself do for the Lord Jesus Christ? He raised him from the dead. I keep in mind, you know what? The afflictions, the sufferings, the difficulties that I deal with right now can only last a lifetime. They can only last a lifetime. It's not going to be any longer than that. There's coming a day when I too will be raised just like the Lord Jesus Christ himself was raised. Amen? And that gives me something that's transcendent, that doesn't know, that's not chained to any time-space continuum. It's not chained to any place. It's transcendent. Every situation and every difficulty that I endure, the resurrection of Christ just sits over it as this mighty mountain and casts its shadow over it, you know? Because I consider the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ who also suffered. I don't give up when I consider, you know what, Jesus suffered, Jesus went through this, but he was raised again. I go through this, and one day I look forward to the kingdom. I look forward to the kingdom. And number three, because of the certainty, I love this. Paul did not give up because of the relationship that he had with people who had suffered in the past, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ who also suffered. And he did not give up, and this is key, because of the certainty that his ministry was having an eternal impact. He didn't give up because of the certainty that his ministry was having an eternal impact. For it is, verse 15, all for your sake, so that his grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Don't give up. Don't give up, because your ministry, the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and don't think of anything that you do as being mundane. Don't think of anything that you're doing as being outside. Look at everything that you do as being a tool for the glory of God, and understand that whatever you do for his sake will bring an eternal impact. It's easy to say, I want to give up. I'm tired of sitting here with these kids day after day after day. I got to clean up after them. I got to make them this. I got to do that. And moms will think that all the time. But listen, understand that your ministry to your children having an eternal impact for all ages. And every other thing that you do in life as a Christian is sanctified in Christ. Well, I do what I do to extend grace to all people so that God might get the glory, right? That's how you not give up. Just to sit back and say, you know what? That's right. My life and my ministry, however small and however mundane and however insignificant it may seem to me right now, is bearing a far more weightier weight of glory. That's how you ought to think. Because I tell you what, you don't think that way, you throw in the towel. You just give up. You just quit. you just quit. Paul could say, I do what I do because the love of Christ compels me to continue on. All of these things brought together in God through Christ by His love for His glory and for our good. So my encouragement to you, if you're in that midst, and listen, you, every one of us, you're either in there right now, you're either desiring to quit or you will be soon. When you get there or if you're there now, don't give up. Don't quit. Don't stop. Continue on with the ministry to which you're called. Continue on to the ministry to which you're called. Remember your relationship to people who've suffered in the past. Remember the resurrection of Jesus. He suffered too. And remember that your life is counting for something. Everything you do, Christian, is counting for an eternal weight of glory. And that's a good thing to continue us on, to make us continue on. Amen? Well, let's pray together. So, Lord, as we come now to your table, we're grateful for an opportunity such as this. We don't want to give up, even though we want to give up many times. I pray, Lord, that you would sustain us, sustain every one of these dear brothers and sisters in Christ to do whatever you've called them to do whatever you've gifted them to do. Bless us, Lord, as we seek to follow you. Bless the moms who are weary of taking care of their children. Bless the dads who are, and husbands who are weary of working the 9 to 5 or the 7 to 10. Bless the students who are weary of their labor in school. Bless the Sunday school teachers, the evangelists, the missionaries. Lord, that we may keep on, that we may be able to say our life is about doing what we do to spread grace in whatever we do, so that God might get the glory. And use us, we pray, in Jesus' name.